Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 18, 2024. How's your self-confidence? The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Today's morsel. One of the things that the Word of God ought to do for us is give us self-confidence. Confidence within our own self and abilities. Paul says that the gospel did not come in word only, but also in power. That means that when you received the Holy Ghost, it gave you power to make right choices and decisions. The power to stand on your own two feet and not let people push you around. The power to speak up for wrong and injustice. The power to confront wrong and to show people their errors. Boldness does not mean arrogancy or bullying. It means confidence. If the Great Commission is to be accomplished in and through you, then you are going to need self-confidence. Solomon states, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being highest, how's your self-confidence? If you are lacking, then Jesus said, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 9. Sing this song with me today. He gives strength to me as I worship Him, as my heart is filled with praise. Jesus breaks the bands when I raise my hands. He gives glorious victory. Thought for today. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.